There's a different debate going on in the middle of America. It's been raging for generations. You know that state west of Illinois, north of Arkansas, bumped up next to Kansas, below Iowa? What do you call it, exactly? Residents of the 24th state have argued for years over whether to say Missouri or Missouri. It's even gotten a few politicians in trouble. The current governor, Jay Nixon, decided to play it safe. Listen to this.
I, Jeremiah Wilson Nixon, do solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and to demean myself faithfully in the office of Governor of the State of Missouri.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And help us through this confusion. We're joined now by Calvin Trillin. He's from Kansas City, Missouri, but joins us on the phone from Santa Fe. Is that in New Mexico?
Yes, which is very easy to pronounce.
What do you call it, Calvin?
I say Missouri, which is to say I pronounce it correctly.
And you believe this is correct because...
Well, I believe what we would say is that what's what my daddy taught me. He grew up in St. Joe, Missouri, and I think Missouri is particularly prevalent. I've read this. I didn't know this on my own accord. In the northwest part of the state, and the majority in Kansas City, and Missouri, I've always thought of as a St. Louis and therefore Eastern pronunciation.
I am told, because in my ear I can listen to the producer of this segment, and she is from St. Louis.
Yes, I know. We had a little discussion, your producer.
Yes, I understand. And she,
I believe she admitted she was wrong.
but she instructs me that the state is named after an Indian tribe and a river that is pronounced Missouri.
The river is pronounced Missouri if you happen to live in St. Louis. But it's not pronounced Missouri if you happen to live in Kansas City. Although I mentioned this to somebody from St. Louis yesterday, and she said the reason the people in western Missouri say Missouri is that they can't spell. She was from St. Louis.
Well, this does
I
get nasty.
Is that a snotty eastern St. Louis attitude?
Well, Calvin Trillin, the poet and humorist, verse columnist for The Nation, and, of course, a famous native of Kansas City, Missouri. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Well, it's springtime in Missouri, and those blossoms are in the air. That old train goes rolling by a little too fast to care.
This is NPR News.